Good Thursday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Morgan Stanley.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Every day, the gun control group backed by Michael Bloomberg says this is the 18th school shooting of 2018. We're just 7 weeks into the year. That means there's a school shooting every 2.5 days. The Miami Herald details the horrific scene in South Florida where an expelled teenager returned to campus and killed 17 and wounded more than 15 with an assault rifle. It was the worst school shooting in Florida history.
Another day, another travel story on EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt. A Playbook tipster spotted Pruitt on the 3:44 p.m. American Airlines flight departing from Hartford to DCA. There was no first class on the plane, but Pruitt boarded before everyone else and took the first row, first seat. His staff was in the back of the plane. Politico is reporting that the EPA is now changing its story on Pruitt's first class travel, retracting its claim that the administrator has a blanket waiver to fly first class whenever he travels, after Politico pointed out that federal travel rules appeared to bar such arrangements. Now they say Pruitt submits a waiver to fly in either first or business class for every trip.
We're on day 9 of Rob Portergate, where President Trump has said he is totally opposed to domestic violence. Chief of Staff John Kelly's tenuous position at the White House has much of professional Washington speculating on who could replace him. One name that has come up, House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy. There's no secret that McCarthy is among the closest people in Washington to the president. They chat often. He's a sounding board for Trump and his closest advisors. He has an uncanny pulse for the mood and movements in the House. But for Chief of Staff, let's put aside the obvious question. Is Trump looking to replace his chief of staff and explore whether it makes sense for McCarthy to do this?
Here are the pros. McCarthy already fell short of the speakership once. He's not guaranteed to get it whenever Paul Ryan leaves. He has no personal wealth, and a White House chief of staff position could give him a platform for which to get a high-paid job at some point. But there also are several cons. McCarthy is a principal in a town where that matters. He has flexibility in the Capitol to own some things and brush others off. He also has a healthy power base of more than half of the House Republican conference, and much of the other half is coming around to him. In other words, he could well be speaker whenever Ryan gets out of here. If Republicans lose the majority and Ryan leaves, he'll be minority leader without breaking much of a sweat. Some of McCarthy's inner circle and friends believe he wants to be in the mix, but he doesn't actually want the job in the end. John Bresnahan and Rachel Bade have a story up on McCarthy allies saying he actually wants to be speaker, not chief of staff.
Here's the latest on immigration reform. Burgess Everett and Alana Shore report that the Senate process is on life support. Negotiators in both parties reached a tentative agreement Wednesday evening, but prospects were dim amid strong opposition from President Trump and Senate Republicans, as well as tepid buy-in from Democrats. Outside groups like Indivisible could make it harder for Democrats to get on board. The group sent out a message to its supporters saying it opposed the amendment. Major disconnect alert. Republicans and Democrats were pretty hyped about the bipartisan bill sponsored by Mike Rounds and Angus King, but DHS dumped all over the bill.
But back in the House, Rachel and Brez report that Speaker Paul Ryan is struggling on Dreamers as his conference is fracturing and conservatives are gearing up for a massive backlash if he makes a wrong step. Meanwhile, there is more drama over White House security clearances. NBC is reporting that more than 130 political appointees in the executive office of the president didn't have permanent security clearances as of November 2017. That includes Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump. Look for this to be a major storyline today. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.